Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article that I think is going to land differently for a lot of business owners. It's called Anthropic's Claude Cowork is Making Your SaaS Stack Obsolete, and is by Brett Allegray Wood.
That title is going to make some people uncomfortable, especially anyone who spent the last decade carefully building out their software stack.
Right, and the article doesn't soften the argument. Claude Cowork isn't another AI chat tool. It's a multi-agent platform designed to replace entire categories of SaaS software, not augment them, replace them.
Before we get into the agents themselves, there's a really honest diagnosis in this piece about why the SaaS model is actually broken, and I found myself nodding at it.
Brett's point is that most business owners feel the problem even if they haven't named it. You started with one or two apps, then five, then 12. Now you've got a dozen different logins, data siloed everywhere, and you're spending more time managing software than running the business.
That's the part that stings. You're not just paying for all these subscriptions, you're paying in time. Manual exports, manual imports, just to get one view of what's happening in your own business.
And the article makes clear this isn't about individual tools being bad. It's that the model was never designed to scale to 20-plus tools per business.
So where does Claude Cowork fit into this? What actually makes it different from the AI tools we've seen in the last couple of years?
The key distinction is that it executes. Most AI tools in the last 2 years are text generators. They write the email, draft the copy, then hand it back to you and stop. Claude Cowork comes with pre-built agents for HR, finance, legal, that handle complex multi-step workflows from start to finish.
So it's not sitting alongside your existing software. It's designed to actually do the job that software was doing.
Exactly. And it's already integrated with Google Drive, DocuSign, Salesforce. This isn't a standalone experiment.
There's a section in the article that I think is really important for people to get their heads around. The difference between a bot and an agent. Because those words get used interchangeably, and they absolutely shouldn't be.
Brett draws this very clearly. A bot follows a script. It does one task within fixed parameters, and the moment something falls outside the script, it fails. An agent reasons across multiple steps, interacts with external systems, handles exceptions without breaking.
The example in the article makes it concrete. A bot can schedule a social media post. An agent can write the post, generate the image, schedule it, analyze its performance, and adjust future content based on results.
One is a tool, the other is a team member. That's Brett's framing, and I think it's exactly right.
Now, there's a number in this article I want to make sure we don't gloss over, the Spotify result.
90%. Spotify used Claude to handle complex code migrations and cut the engineering time required by 90%. Not 10, not 30, 90.
On highly skilled technical work, in one of the most sophisticated engineering organizations in the world. That's a structural change to what skilled work costs, not an incremental gain.
And Brett's point is that the principle scales down. If you run a marketing agency and you're manually pulling data from Google Analytics, Facebook ads, and your email platform every week to build client reports, that's exactly the category of work these agents are built to eliminate.
So which parts of a typical SaaS stack are most exposed? The article gets specific here.
The single-purpose tools are first, the ones that do one thing and charge a monthly fee for it. A social media scheduler at £50 a month, basic accounting software at £30 a month. An agent can do both those jobs and more.
There's an example in the piece of an e-commerce business owner who replaced half his subscriptions with a single agent platform and cut his monthly software spend by over £1,000.
That's the ROI profile Britt is talking about, not marginal gains, a structural change to what the business costs to run.
And the compound effect is significant. A finance agent doesn't just generate a P&L. It analyzes it, flags trends, identifies issues, and drafts a summary email to the accountant with specific questions. That's a workflow replacement, not a productivity nudge.
Britt's framing at the end is worth repeating. Don't be worried. Be clear-eyed. The disruption is already here. The question is whether you get ahead of it or react to it.
And there's a practical starting point in the article. Pull up your bank statement, list every active SaaS subscription, and for each one, answer four questions. What does it actually do? How often do you use it? Could an AI agent do this? And what is the real return on what you're paying?
If a tool can't answer that last question clearly, it's a candidate for removal or replacement. Then find the one workflow in your business where you're spending the most time on repetitive, multi-step data work. That's your first agent pilot.
My takeaway for this week? Do that SaaS audit. Work out which tools you're genuinely using every day versus which ones you're just paying for out of habit.
Mine is that Spotify number. 90% time reduction on skilled work. If you've got any workflow that feels like it takes forever, Hold that number in your head when you're deciding whether to try an agent.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Well worth reading in full.
And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. Brett and the team will look at your specific setup and tell you where the biggest wins are.
See you next time.